Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
I've read this part of a sentence before in the trash. A drunken Johnny Depp is how it starts. Attacked the man on a film set. I guess it's the most recent movie he's doing right now. According to the story, Depp had been smoking and drinking all day on set, lost his temper, and took a swing at the location manager there. He's doing some movie about the murder of Biggie Smalls, I guess a rap guy or something like that, and lost his cool and started swinging around. And he's got all kinds of money issues. That's been well publicized of late. Paul Simon's biography came out this week, and it's a guy who's been covering Paul Simon's life and music for many years. This is supposed to be legit because Simon agreed to be interviewed several times with this biographer. What I found interesting in this was the way in which Simon writes his music. By the way, he's playing the Key Arena and Rogers Arena, both of them, this month. Here, like in the next several days, he's got gigs there. But anyway, in the interview, he said, the biographer says, big thing I learned about Paul Simon is he writes in an unusual way. He does not pick a theme and write about it. He plays the guitar until something resonates in him. So he'll just sit there and strum, and then things will come to him. Then he figures out what that feeling is, and then he writes about that, takes one line at a time until he discovers what he's writing about. That's the discovery process. Yeah, I don't know. I've read too many rock and roll biographies, and I've never heard anyone explain it quite that way, their writing process, but that's how...
You find something you can strum to, find that rhythm that kind of clicks along, and then find some lyrics to fit with it. I can see it.
Prince. The Prince Caribbean Estate going up for auction. It is 6 bedrooms, 6 baths, guest house, you know, a couple private beaches, the whole deal.
Is it all purple?
The driveway is purple. It's a long purple driveway.
Nice.
For this 100,000-square-foot Turks and Caicos estate. If you're new, if you're the new people, you got to keep that purple so you can brag to everybody that this used to be Prince's place, man. Why else would I have a purple driveway? I bought Prince's house. And Woody Harrelson.
Nothing is ever going to happen in that bedroom that would rival anything that happened beforehand.
And finally, Woody Harrelson says he's smoking the dope again. He gave it up for a couple of years. And we'll tell you who's to blame. Do we have the Willie?
I see him feels forever growing wild and
that's
free.
Ziggy Marley's kid.
Oh, this is Ziggy.
Or Ziggy Marley.
Whoa. I see marijuana trees growing in the breeze.
There's Woody.
So he gave it up for a couple years.
I see him feels forever.
But now he's doing it again.
Wild and free.
Woody.
You're wild.
He was on the Ellen DeGeneres show this week, and he said, I quit for about 2 years. No smoking, no vaping, no nothing. Who got him back into the game? He ran into his good buddy, Willie Nelson. He said, Willie was never comfortable with me quitting. The whole thing just bothered him. After winning a game of poker against Willie, Woody says he finally caved in. I was in a celebratory mood. I take a big draw of it, and Willie says... Welcome home, son. And that's the trash.